Cordish planning new casino in Massachusetts. A new casino, Live Casino Salem, is in development in Salem, New Hampshire. The project is being led by the Cordish Companies, a Baltimore-based real estate and entertainment firm, and is expected to become one of the largest gaming and entertainment destinations in the state. The casino will be located near other gaming establishments, such as Chasers Poker Room and Casino. In addition, other nearby facilities include gaming centers at Hampton Beach and The Brook, located in Seabrook. With the addition of Live Casino Salem, southern New Hampshire is rapidly becoming a hub for charitable gaming and entertainment activities. The development of Live Casino Salem is a collaborative effort involving two local developers, Tuscan Brands and Lupoli Companies, who have partnered with Cordish. The proposed site for the casino is adjacent to Faro's Tuscan Village, a major shopping and dining complex at the mall at Rockingham Park. This location is expected to benefit from increased traffic generated by the casino, providing additional commercial opportunities for the surrounding area. The casino plans outline a large-scale project valued at $160 million. The three-story building will encompass a total of 60,000 square feet of gambling and dining space on the first floor. The second floor will feature additional dining options, a sports bar, and an event center. The top floor will be reserved for the casino's office operations. Live Casino Salem will offer a wide array of gaming options, including more than 40 gaming tables for various betting activities and over 900 historic horse racing (HHR) machines. Additionally, the facility will house four restaurants, a signature bar, and several entertainment spaces to provide visitors with a comprehensive gaming and leisure experience. The developers have projected that the casino will generate approximately $31 million in annual gaming tax revenue. Moreover, it is anticipated that the venue will contribute more than $121.1 million to local charities over its first decade of operation, in line with the state's charitable gaming laws. The economic impact is expected to extend beyond charitable contributions, as the project is also forecasted to create over 700 permanent jobs following its inauguration. The changing face of casino gaming in New Hampshire. This new project is not the first casino in New Hampshire to take up residence in a former department store. The Nash Casino, currently under development in a converted Sears location at the Pheasant Lane Mall in Nashua, is expected to open later this year. These projects are part of a broader trend in which underutilized commercial spaces are being repurposed to house charitable gaming operations, creating new avenues for entertainment and revenue generation across the state. As of June 2023, there were 12 casinos operating in New Hampshire, according to the New Hampshire Business Review. Additional casino proposals are under review, reflecting the state's growing interest in expanding its gaming footprint. Although traditional casino-style games are illegal in the state, charitable betting is allowed on games of chance such as poker, blackjack, and roulette. This unique law channels gambling revenues to benefit nonprofits and public education, making the state's gambling framework distinct from other parts of the country. In addition to charitable gaming, New Hampshire legalized the use of historic horse racing machines in 2021. These machines, which resemble slot machines, function by randomly selecting results from past horse races to determine winners. The incorporation of these machines has broadened the scope of legal gambling in the state and will feature prominently at the proposed Live Casino Salem.